This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Much of our early planted corn is moving along quickly, and a fair share of it is between the blister and soft dose date, or around R1 to R4. This means we are just a few weeks away from black layer or full maturity. So now is a good time to talk about corn ear rots. There's a lot of them, and it can be hard to tell the difference. I don't expect ear rots to be a major concern this year considering the weather, but some ear rots like wet ears, and some prefer dry ears. The most common one, Diploidia ear rot, is favored by humid and wet weather during silking. This ear rot is characterized by white fungus growing between the kernels and starting at the base of the ear. It can often completely overtake the inner kernels and turn the entire ear a grayish brown. This fungus tends to be worse in no-till or continuous cornfields. Fortunately, this rot is not associated with any mitotoxin, but it does reduce grain quality. However, the two similar ear rots of Fusarium and Gabriella can create a potentially harmful mitotoxin. Both are favored by humid conditions, but occur in all types of weather. Insects creating holes within the ear are common vectors for the diseases. The mitotoxins, specifically vomitoxin, has a threshold of 1 part per million for human consumption. But since most US corn is for animals, thresholds are often between 5 to 30 parts per million. Swine and horses are sensitive to vomitoxin, while cattle and sheep are more resistant. The two ear rots look very different though. Gabriella looks more like Diploidia, but is more common at the ear tip. Fusarium infects kernels with white or peak fungus that can occur randomly throughout the ear. It is important to note that Gabriella and Fusarium don't always create vomitoxins, but they are capable of it. For the colorful funguses, we have Penicillium, Trichodermia, and Aspergillus. The three are fairly different from each other. Trichodermia is often associated with kernels sprouting in the ear. Penicillium is a bright blue-green and often on the ear tip. Aspergillus is different from all the others and is more common in dry years after pollination. Aspergillus is also capable of producing a mitotoxin known as alphatoxin, which is toxic and carcinogenic. We've definitely had more heat this year, and some places have been very dry, which could favor this ear rot. The concern doesn't end with harvest either. Nearly all these ear rots can continue to grow in the bin with high moisture. Penicillium is especially problematic. Corn stored long term needs to be dried below 13% moisture. So yes, there's a lot of various ear rots, but for some it's important to know the difference. Some like Diploidia will only decrease grain quality, while some like Fusarium aspergillus can create mitotoxins, which can lead to a serious proctosis or livestock feeding issues. If you find ear rots in your cornfield and need them identified, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.